Summaries of the individual chapters. Since there is one method which the nature of a subject teaches, and another which our understanding requires, and both are subject to the rules of art, the reader should expect neither from me undiluted. The scope of this work is not chiefly to explain the celestial motions, for this is done in the books on spherics and on the theories of the planets. Nor yet is it to teach the reader to lead him from self-evident beginnings to conclusions, as Ptolemy did as much as he could. There is a third way, which I hold in common with the orators, which, since I present many new things, I am constrained to make plain in order to deserve and obtain the reader's assent, and to dispel any suspicion of cultivating novelty. No wonder, therefore, if along with the former methods, I mingle the third, familiar to the orators, that is, an historical presentation of my discoveries. Here it is a question not only of leading the reader to an understanding of the subject matter in the easiest way, but also, chiefly, of the arguments, meanderings, or even chance occurrences by which I, the author, first came upon that understanding. Thus, in telling of Christopher Columbus, Magellan, and of the Portuguese, we do not simply ignore the errors by which the first opened up America, the second the China Sea, and the last the coast of Africa. Rather, we would not wish them omitted, which would indeed be to deprive ourselves of an enormous pleasure in reading. So likewise, I would not have it ascribed to me as a fault that with the same concern for the reader, I have followed this same course in the present work. For although we by no means become Argonauts by reading of their exploits, the difficulties and thorns of my discoveries infest the very reading, a fate common to all mathematical books. Nevertheless, since we are human beings who take delight in various things, there will appear some who, having overcome the difficulties of perception and having placed before their eyes all at once this entire sequence of discoveries, will be inundated with a very great sense of pleasure. That the whole work is well ordered through this method will now become apparent through the summaries of the individual chapters. I have so arranged the book that whenever the text presents a geometrical demonstration, construction, or a lemma, it is printed in running letters, as the print shops call them. If this is not so everywhere, you should attribute it to the material, which will mingle physics with geometrical matters, or to the typesetters who will not always have noticed my signs.